Hey, I'm Terry Molinaro, and I believe that we as the body of Christ are here for such a time as this. I love to say this, blessed to be a blessing, that we are called to be a light. And look, friends, if we don't do it, if we aren't the light, who's going to be the light? The body of Christ has always been a house of action. And hey, who says we can't have some fun along the way?
Terry, it's Ryan Seacrest. You're in broadcast. I'm trying to be in broadcast. We have something in common. Good luck to you, Seacrest out.
This is the Church Acts Podcast. Today, I want to talk about something that affects us all, and that is our decisions. I often think about and talk about, for that matter, this thought that I took from a book I read once, which says, we are the sum total of every single decision we have made up until this point. I love a few things about that statement, especially the fact that it puts responsibility back on me. That's like the first thing that I like about it. But when I hear it, I think about my health. I literally think about the decision I made to go and buy that food item or stop on my way home from an event, you know, through that drive-through, order that specific item with my own voice, make sure that they upgraded my fries, and then the decision to eat that food or prepare it and serve it to my own family. See, depending on how far you really want to go with things, you realize that our decisions impact our worlds in very profound ways. For example, think about the longest job you've ever had. Maybe you worked in the same job in the exact same company for like decades on end. All right, so let's race all the way back to your very first thought about that company. So you noticed that there was a potential for employment. So you decided to then apply for that job. See, I think about that in my own life. When I was 17 years old, I got a phone call on landline phone. Can you even believe that? It was funny. I was talking to someone the other day, two kids, and I was like, do you even know what a landline phone is? And they just kind of looked at me. And then we were talking about dial-up actually, and they were looking at me again. They're like, no way. And I was actually surprised. I was like, they actually don't know what a landline or what like a dial-up internet is. And then I was explaining it and I was like, I guess I've officially hit that age. So I had the founder of the radio station that I worked with call me on this landline and ask me if I wanted to apply for this student job. Little did I know that I would have gone on to work there from age 17 until age 30. I didn't know that it would, I think it was actually 29. I didn't know that it would turn into an on-air position, which would have ended up dictating me not doing anything with like friends or family during the week at night because it was a nighttime position. I didn't know how that simple decision would impact me monetarily long-term or how it would have eventually led to me meeting my wife. That phone call in that moment changed everything for me and dictated my entire 20s. However, none of that would have happened if it wasn't for this decision that I made to agree to that job and to really follow through with it. See, when you start to really zoom out on your life, you start to see how these decisions that sometimes, you know, we seem to make on a whim affect actually so much and such a large portion of our lives, not just for our own lives too, which is a bit of a key as well, but for the lives of the people around us, including the ones that we really love the most, like our families and our close friends. So on today's episode, though, I want to take that word decision. I want to make it plural, change it from decision to decisions. And then I want to slightly change that word from decisions to patterns because I got to thinking about it and we really are the sum total of every single decision or pattern of decisions that we make. So don't you think it's important really for us to all take a deep breath, not be overwhelmed, but at the same time, evaluate what patterns govern our lives and see what patterns we have been practicing, maybe even unintentionally. Today, I was walking around my house. I was looking at things and thinking about my fitness and my health and my ways of thinking and my relationship with God and my wife and my family and my friends. And I was thinking thoughts like, have I practiced the patterns of laziness? Have I practiced the patterns of health? Have I practiced the patterns of being a good husband, being a good, you know, partner? Have I practiced the patterns that would lead me into a deeper relationship with God? What story does your life's current state tell about you? What story does your body tell about you or your finances or really anything else? See, it's in recognizing these patterns that we can see not just what's been happening, but whether our futures are going to continue on in that way, like where our futures are really going. So I'll say that again, because I know that I kind of glossed over it, but it's in recognizing the patterns that we can see not just what's been happening in our lives, but where our futures are actually going. You can take this as surface or really as deep as you want to show you where this is coming from and how I'm thinking about this. I want to read you a few scriptures today. They might seem like they are slightly unrelated, but just stay with me. So Mark 3 verses 22 through to 26, and the scribes who came down from Jerusalem were saying, "He's possessed by Beelzebub, and by the prince of demons, he casts out the demons. And he called them to him and said to them in parables, 'How can Satan cast out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house is divided against itself, that house will not be able to stand. And if Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand, but is coming to an end.'" And then there's that other famous verse that we find in James 1 verse 8, "A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways." In both of these passages, we read things about being double-minded. How when we are double-minded, we are unstable when we're trying to think from one point of view, but then are like split. It creates chaos inside of us. So what you don't know is for a long time, indecisiveness has been something that I've struggled with, just like full transparency. I'm a lot better now, you know, getting better by the week once I realize this, but that's something that you probably would not think of when you think of me. If you were to sit down and we were to have like a long conversation, I'm pretty sure that I portray like very like decisive, like do this, this is what you need to do, right? But how true is it that it's much easier to sometimes see the forest from the trees, like in other people's lives, and not really apply those same things to your own life, right? So part of the reason I believe is because like I rarely think about just myself. It's not just how will this decision affect me. There's a few dynamics that are going on. Like I'm thinking about my family. I'm thinking about like my extended family, like my siblings. How will this affect the people that I lead, the people that are listening and coming up behind me? So that causes room for a lot of almost like this mental debate. If I do this, then this will happen. But if I do that, then this will be a scenario. So if you're thinking to yourself that that sounds pretty stressful, if that sounds like pretty draining, and that kind of sounds a lot like overthinking things, well, you're essentially like 3 for 3 correct there. But where did this come from in my life? Because if I go back in the timeline, it wasn't always like that. And there is a time coming soon where it will no longer be like that. Because as I said, I'm really working towards rectifying this. Well, if you go back to one of my first ever jobs that I worked at, and this is pretty interesting, I had people who were above me that were unstable mentally. I don't mean that in a disrespectful way, more of a matter of fact. One second it would be like one way, then the next second it would be a different way. It's just like up and down, just this big roller coaster. Now, I've had jobs since then that have been awesome, but right there at the foundation, when I was young, when I had no point of reference, I had leaders who were unstable who trained me how to think. I became a product of the patterns that I experienced around me and then adopted those patterns over time as my own, which leads me to the present where now that is like showing up in like these few different areas of my life that I am correcting. See, patterns, we are subject to the ones we choose to fall into and follow, which also brings me to my question today. What are the patterns of your life right here and right now? Are people short with you at work? How's that showing up when you're at home with your wife and kids? Do they get the short version of you? You know, have you had a pattern of bad relationships that has now caused you to think a certain way and then shut down the good opportunities that are maybe in front of you that could actually bless you? Have you grown up with a family that abused money? Maybe were reckless with their finances. How are those patterns showing up in your life right now? Is your house always in chaos? Chaos, rather. Are your schedules just like jam full always by other people's agendas, pushing it on, you know, pushing those things in on your own personal goals? How to get to that point in your life right now? The longer that I live, the more I see how we rarely take the time to stop and think and evaluate the decisions in our lives that we're making. Sometimes just repeatedly, we don't stop and try to link up decisions and see them as patterns, the ebbs and flows of our lives. But my thought is, how can we fix the things we are not aware of, right? How can we address and deal and maybe even confront the things that we don't take the time to stop and look at? One of my favorite verses from the book of Proverbs actually comes from chapter 4, verse 26. I've quoted it before here on the podcast. It says, "Ponder the path of your feet, then all your ways will be sure." In other words, stop and evaluate where you're going, what you're doing, how you're thinking. When you do, then life will stop being this big set of surprises. What I really like about these thoughts today is just how immediately practical they are. For example, take anything that you are unhappy with. Maybe even, and I was kind of going back and forth if I should say this on the show, but maybe take the main thing that you're unhappy with in your life and then start reverse engineering it. Like, how did this come to be? Did you make a bad choice somewhere? Did you listen to someone around you who gave you some advice that wasn't great? Have you maybe been making a series of decisions based on a bad choice that keeps perpetuating the problem? What do the lives of the people closest to you look like? Odds are they look somewhat similar to your own. So with that in mind, is it a coincidence that you all have, let's say, the newest iPhone or car, but can't make your bill payments? Or is it a coincidence that maybe you snap at your spouse or yell at your kids or think of church as somewhat of a do only once in a while an afterthought, or talk about God in a certain way or take care of your body a certain way? See, these are all patterns in our lives that are shaping our realities. Some of them are pulling us towards the people that we know God created us to be, while others are pushing that reality further and further. The goal of the podcast today is to really help make you more aware. To stop down and think, why do you do what it is that you do? How did you get into maybe some of the trouble that you keep getting into in your life? Why is your walk with God like this? In closing, I remember there was a habit that I was working hard towards. It was something that I had been measuring by time. Like, I was measuring my progress by time. I was just doing great. I was building this habit. I was doing awesome. And I'm going and I'm like, man, like, I hit this milestone. I hit this next milestone. Then all of a sudden, I fell off and I broke the habit because I spent so much time working towards it and put so much effort towards it. And then, as I said, like, it just came to an end. And I was like, I was kind of crushed. I was feeling really defeated. But instead of just giving up, I went to prayer and God said something very interesting to me. The Holy Spirit said, "You failed because it was too easy for you to fail. You failed because it was too easy for you to fail." How interesting is that? See, for some of us, we're trying to break patterns or make new ones with just this idea of motivation, just this tiny bit of motivation to pull us through. But if we're actually going to break or make new patterns, we're going to have to spend time in prayer. We're going to have to spend time with wise counselors, with the Holy Spirit to really guide us to say, okay, am I overthinking the situation? Because, by the way, that is also another side effect by trying to, you know, look at stuff in your life. But God, show me the genuine patterns. Where am I going wrong here? How do I keep ending up in relationships like this? How come I still am feeling maybe like broke in this season of my life? How come, you know, I just can't seem to get my eating under control, all these things? And then ask the Holy Spirit to show you and to connect those decisions and help you recognize the patterns that they are. So we spoke about the practical side of things, the very applicable notion of patterns, how our lives in every area are shaped by them, which to me is actually a pretty exciting thing, because if we're shaped by our patterns, that means we can get new results by really changing those inputs, right? But there's something that I need to warn you about today. Decisions and patterns are actually extremely powerful. They are the difference between accomplishing what God has for you and not accomplishing what he has for you. Because our patterns start to really stack up. They start to change the way we view the world and ourselves, which then creates different pathways of patterns. It's almost like they unlock either positive or negative sets of different patterns. And then when those stack up, they form the most powerful level of habit building. And that is our identity. And that is exactly what we're going to be talking about next time. So that's what I would say at the end of this podcast today. I know it's very practical, but start looking at your life. You know, what are these patterns that I've been noticing taking place in my life? These big decisions, these things that are causing me all this stress in my life. Like, how did I get here? Was it the people I was hanging around with? Was it a thought process? You know, are maybe some of the thoughts that I grew up with, not going to be able to break me out of them? Do I need to start changing who I'm hanging out with or changing the things that I'm reading? Do I need to be spending more time in the Word and less time on TikTok? And then just going before God and say, God, help me recognize and see these decisions and these patterns that I've been making. And then ultimately, help me by showing me what I can do to start changing them up. So until then, until next time, where we're going to be showing and talking about how patterns and decisions are actually affecting our identity and how identity is extremely, extremely important and extremely, extremely powerful. Go out there and be a man and a woman of action. God bless, my friends.